What college were you in?
Oklahoma A&M College. It's Oklahoma State University now.
Okay, so you're in college and you're pursuing a degree. What degree?
Well, having been in the dairy business, I sure wasn't going to stay in the dairy business, but my goal was I was going to be a rancher in Wyoming. I never made it. So my brother came home in 1950, and my dad at that time, I was mentioned that he had been in the Ford car business with three partners, but in 1930, the Depression hit, they weren't doing too well, and since he was the general manager of it, the bank took him on and told him that they didn't want to repossess anything because they didn't want collateral, they wanted somebody to pay the bills. So my dad took that over in the car business in 1930, and now moving forward back to the 1950, he decided he would get out, and he wanted to get into the beef cattle business, which he did in a big way. Like I said, my brother and I, I'm one of six children, he and I formed a partnership. Now, I was still operating the dairy. I was working down at the dealership, and I was going to school all at the same time. I didn't sleep much. Didn't make the best grade on little pop quizzes that they would have, but I'd stay up all night instead of just part of the night and study real hard. So that's how I got through. I made some pretty good grades, and I got a good education because I took a lot of other things besides agriculture. I did graduate. And when, like I said, I was in a ROTC, you had to be to go to Oklahoma A&M College. You had to be in ROTC your freshman and your sophomore years. That was mandatory for all kids. And then if the next 2 years, because everybody was usually out in 4 years, you went into advanced ROTC. That particular time was Korea had been going on for 2 years, and everybody, instead of just going on or getting out of class, if you got out of school, you were immediately drafted. So everybody went to advanced ROTC, and in the spring of 1952 is when I graduated. Another fellow by the name of Ralph Snow, we were the first two to get our orders. And so he and I went in the military together, and we were assigned to, like I say, the Ohio National Guard because they had activated them, and they were at Camp Polk, Louisiana. We went down there, and every one was assigned a platoon, these second lieutenants, to take their people to the field to teach them. And I don't know, I was very fortunate. People always liked me. And it paid off for me. After I had been there 2 weeks, I didn't have to go to the field anymore. I became the adjutant, the number two person to the company. And in those days, I assume they still are, I don't know, but if you're a company commander, you were responsible for every piece of equipment that was assigned to anybody in your company and that like. And this guy had a mess back there in the warehouse, and I mean, you couldn't find anything. So I got to be the adjutant. I straightened everything out, got everything organized real well. And then we were an ROTC kid. Then you had to go to Officer's Candidate School. So I went to Officer's Candidate School those days. I think it was 90 days. And when I came back, the company commander who had given me that position as adjutant, I think he did ship out. And the next company commander came in and left me in that position. And then they gave me an opportunity to, and then he moved out, and I was made the company commander. Yeah, it was going on. A lot of the boys coming in there as officers and second lieutenants said were West Point people. They got shipped out, and I said I didn't. The only reason I didn't is because I got sick just before it was time to go. This during the Korean War, I wouldn't give anything for that 2 years because it taught me a lot. It was the first time I'd ever really been away from home. Then when I came back with a partner with my brother, like I said, in 1950, I was probably the youngest person to ever, I can't say I was the youngest, but I was probably the youngest because he and I bought the dealership on January the 1st of 1950 for my dad, my brother who'd come back. Like I said, I had sold my dairy in 1952, so I was still milking cows, was working at the dealership, going to school, as I had mentioned. My brother was my partner for 25 years, and I bought him out, and then I continued to operate till I was 85 years old before I sold the dealership.
Okay, what year did you take it over yourself?
It was 1950 and 25, I'd be 45 years old, and that would be in 1975.